Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
At Tesco, we've not just cut prices, we've slashed them. Like a six-pack of Tesco Finest pork sausages. Now more banger for your buck at just £3. And strawberries. Now a very nice £2.50. Just some of the hundreds of prices slashed since February. Tesco. Every little helps. Is someone going to clean this up? Tesco Finest 6 pork sausages, 400 grams. Tesco strawberries, 400 grams. Majority of larger stores.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, China has escalated its trade war with the United States, stepping up tariffs on American goods to 125%. It's after the US upped its levies on Chinese products to 145%. Beijing has accused Washington of blackmail. But speaking last night, President Trump said he's resetting relations with China.
We would love to be able to work a deal. They've really taken advantage of our country for a long period of time. They've ripped us off. How people stood for it, sitting in my position, is not even believable.
Latest official figures show the UK economy grew by more than expected in February, a stronger month for services and manufacturing, pushed GDP up by 0.5%. The Chancellor has called the data encouraging, but Ben Caswell from the National Institute of Economic Research says the uplift could be short-lived.
Often these monthly series can be quite noisy and they're often subject to quite large revisions. And secondly, this is against the backdrop of a UK economy which is fragile and faces significant headwinds as well, especially in light of escalating trade tensions and the tariff measures announced this month. So while we don't see those tariff measures captured in today's data, that is still an ongoing concern for the UK.
The Defence Secretary John Healey has urged Ukraine's allies to look hard at what they can do more to help Kyiv. Mr. Healey is co-chairing a meeting of his counterparts in Brussels this morning. The UK has confirmed another $450 million of military support for Ukraine. Hundreds of barber and vape shops have been targeted in an operation to tackle money laundering and modern slavery. The National Crime Agency says it made 35 arrests at businesses across England and Wales. Conservationists say record low starling numbers across the UK are a reason for concern. The RSPB reports an 85% drop in sightings since its birdwatch project began in 1979. The charity says to support garden birds, people should put up nest boxes and avoid using pesticides. A look at the weather. Another fine day for most with some sunny spells around. Some light rain for the north of Scotland. Feeling warm, highs of 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Dom. This mid-morning looks terrific. We'll take it. Now it's ours. Let's disappear over the hills and far away with it. Or at least after this Pachelbel.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Sunshine music all spring.
This is Classic FM.
That is a movement called Constant Billy from Philip Lane's suite of Cotswold folk dances. Very lovely, played by the Royal Ballet Sinfonia under Gavin Sutherland. And just before that, the Pachelbel Canon was played for us by City of London Sinfonia. Well, good morning and welcome to Classic FM. 10:05 past 11 is the time. I'm Alexander Armstrong. Hi, A.A. Jan from sunny Devon here. Busy baking for our village market tomorrow and enjoying the music while I whisk. Oh, Jan, what an idyllic morning that sounds. I can imagine the smells in your kitchen. Now, in moments, we shall be returning to my Classic FM album of the week featuring choruses from Handel's Messiah. And I shall also be letting you know how you could be winning 2 tickets to Classic FM Live plus £800 to spend on the experience. First, this Shostakovich slow movement. It's Shostakovich's second piano concerto, which actually was played beautifully for me on Tuesday night by the Orchestra of St. John's with the fabulous Julian Clef at the keyboard. This morning we're going to hear Szymon Trzepczewski with the Janáček Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
The second movement of Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 2. Shimon Trpcheski, our pianist there with the Janáček Philharmonic Orchestra under Christian Macellaru. Well, it is time, therefore, for another track from my Classic FM album of the week. It's a new-ish release from the 16 under their founder and conductor, Harry Christophers, of choruses from Handel's Messiah. I say new-ish because it has been compiled from the 16's beautiful and critically highly acclaimed recording of The Messiah from 2008. But that was such a stunning and definitive version of it. It's just lovely to have the excuse to scrutinise it all over again. So today, let us hear, and he shall purify.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Xian Wang, our soloist there with Camerata Salzburg. And that was the second movement of Boccherini's Cello Concerto number 9. And ahead of that, from my Classic FM album of the week, we heard He and He Shall Purify from Handel's Messiah, performed by the 16 under Harry Christophers. Now, on the 24th of April, so yes, only 13 days away, we are hosting another special Classic FM Live with Viking at the Royal Albert Hall. And we would love you to join us there. Thanks to Viking, every morning this week I've been giving away a pair of tickets, plus £800 to spend on travel and accommodation, or indeed anything that will enhance the occasion for you, make it extra special. And all the questions this week have been film-related, because that is the theme of this Classic FM Live. So here goes. Which composer devised the simple two-note ostinato for Steven Spielberg's Beast from the Deep film Jaws? Was it A, John Barry, B, John Powell, or C, John Williams? Now, if you think you know the answer, text WIN, then A, B, or C. That is WIN, followed by a space, very important. Then A, B, or C. You text that to 61812. Texts will cost your standard network rate, and you have until 12 o'clock today to enter. You'll need to be 18 or over, and all the rules are to be found at classicfm.com. So there you are, text WIN, followed by a space, then A, B, or C to 61812. And the very best of luck. overture to Smetana's The Bartered Bride, played for us by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Libor Peshek. Well, tons of exciting stuff between now and the noon. We have Jonas Kaufmann singing Puccini's Che Gelida Manina and Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique. First, though, here's what Jonathan Ross has for us tonight and tomorrow night on Classic FM.
Every Friday and Saturday evening on Classic FM,
we take you to your favourite cinematic worlds. With Jonathan Ross as your guide.
Yes, I'm a huge believer in the power of film music. It builds atmosphere, creates new worlds, tells us so much about the characters. And most importantly, it makes you feel. I'd love to share that with you.
Classic FM at the movies.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
This evening from 7.
Classic FM.
Neyma Yerby, conducting the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, and that's Saraband from Jan Halvorsen's Suite Ancienne. You're listening to Classic FM, time for Mozart. We'll be right back.
Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
That was Jonas Kaufmann with the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra under Marco Emiliato. And that was the Cage Lida Manina from Puccini's opera La Boheme. And before that, we heard the overture to The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. And that was Christian Baldini conducting the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. Hello, AA, loving the calming tunes. Stephen Neal here, making the most of our last day of week's holiday in the New Forest. Now whizzing up the M3 to meet Auntie Joyce and family for lunch in Woodley. Oh, give our best to Auntie Joyce. And then home to Gower in South Wales. Looking forward to Classic FM keeping us company on the journey. Well, that we most certainly shall. Lovely to have you listening along, and a good journey for later. Now, Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique is one of the earliest examples of programme music, which is to say music that tells a story. It was a form that was to become a mainstay of the Romantic era, but this was among the first. I was trying to think of an earlier piece, and then came up with Weber's Invitation to the Dance, which Weber wrote for the piano, but we know it best from the orchestral version. And who was responsible for that orchestral version? Why, Hector Berlioz. There we are. Let's hear from the Symphonie Fantastique, Un Bal. From Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, that was Un Bal, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Simon Rattle, our conductor. Well, it is news and weather time. In the next hour, I shall be giving away two tickets to Classic FM Live, plus £800 spending money. I shall also have my favourite movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 and a piece of music from a future star in the world of classical music, coming in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
It was an Easter tradition that started when we were kids. Mum and Dad hiding eggs in our garden. And when me and my brother had children of our own, it continued, even when Dad was no longer with us. This year will be no different. Mum watching her grandchildren hunt for eggs in the same garden. Because thanks to Home Instead, she's still in the family home, creating new memories. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
Wonder why I'm surrounded by chicks? Well, they've been pecking away at our prices at Currys. In time for Easter, you'll find up to 30% off thousands of products, like saving £80 on the Dyson V8 Advanced Cordless Vacuum. With up to 40 minutes of runtime, you can blitz the house in one go. Now just £249. That's cheap. Sorry. In-store and online at Currys. Applies to powerful suction mode with non-motorised tool attached.
Welcome back to Carrot FM, where we have another one of your letters. Dear Valent Hare, is a heat pump right for my home? Well, lovely listener, you need to talk to Valent. They've 150 years of home heating expertise and innovation. From efficient gas boilers to low-carbon heat pumps, they know their onions. Whereas I specialise in carrots. Valent.co.uk, the sign for the right heating decision.
So, you're hearing experts?
Yes, that's right.
You can give me a hearing check?
Yeah, and it's free.
And if I need hearing assistance?
Well, we've got the latest hearing tech, including our own range of hearing devices.
You've really got this hearing thing covered, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Hearing's what we do.
So, why are you called Specsavers?
Over 20 years as hearing experts too, even though we're called Specsavers. Book a free hearing check today.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online for 50% off Country Cousins lifetime membership.
Mind the doors. Down clear of the doors, please.
It's Easter, and you know what that means. Your fridge is going to be as packed as a rush hour tube train. And with Easter epic deals going on at Currys, maybe you want to think about getting a new Samsung fridge freezer. You'll find huge savings on the Space Max range, which are the same size on the outside, but very cleverly, now bigger on the inside. So you can get, on average, an extra 3 bags of shopping in-store and online, at Currys. Energy rating C to E.
On
on your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, China has warned it'll resolutely counter and fight to the end as it raises taxes on US goods to 125%. It's the latest escalation in a trade war between Washington and Beijing that is showing no signs of ending. These people in Minnesota are worried about the cost of essentials going up again.
I don't want my food prices to go up any higher. It's ridiculous.
The markets definitely are reacting. I think that they'll come back. I think this is a good thing.
We're barely hanging on, trying to raise families every year. The power and the water and gas just keep going up.
Figures out this morning show the UK economy grew by 0.5% in February. It marks a surprise boost, but analysts have warned it could be short-lived because of the impacts of tariffs and tax rises. The Conservatives say there's still a long way to go, but Care Minister Stephen Kinnock says the signs are positive.
Just the fact that we've got a government that is stable and focused and united really does help businesses in our country after the total chaos.